This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Of course you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on with New California State. Please visit that website, and you might want to jump on board and become a member of the New California State Movement by clicking on where it says sign up. Go to the sign up genie, and you're in there. It just takes about 30 seconds. You'll get all the emails and everything else that's coming out. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Like I said before, a lot of things going on. Joe Biden has just entered the race officially, and instantly they seal up all of his Senate records. Shocking! I wonder why. It's kind of like the Obama situation. You go back to, you know, yes. Remember, he was the Veep for Obama, wasn't he? A lot of people don't know that, or they might not want to remember it, that Joe Biden was actually the vice president for, you got it, President Barack Hussein Obama. So, all right, now listen, that implies a lot now, doesn't it? It does. You know, I like Joe. Everybody he's a likable kind of guy. But, you know, he's got some issues that going forward are going to start popping up, like his son, who happens to have gotten enriched by him being vice president through the Ukraine. Oh, there's that. We go again at the Ukraine. And then also his records in the Senate. So now they're being sealed up, apparently. This is the word that we're getting. He announces and boom, shazam, all these things start to come out. You would think that somebody has, like, figured out that Biden might be the person that Trump is going to go against. So, you know, and again, shocking who's leading the pack with the Democrats, with the left? White guys. Shocking. Shocking. He makes the 20th candidate. He makes the 20th candidate. Isn't that something else? The 20th. Now, what do we have? Joe Biden is candidate. Okay, so 20 people, Joe Biden, white guys. I mean, and they're not beating up on those white guys. No, no, no. Listen, there's white guys that are this way and white guys that are that way. And if you're that way, forget it. We're going to beat you up. And if you're this way, no, 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 no. Your white, your whiteness is great. We'll celebrate your whiteness. Welcome to the world of racism. I mean, you got it's, and again, it's not about skin color, is it? No, it's not. But I do find it a little, it's about hypocrisy, of course, on the left. This is, I'm just pointing it out to you. A lot of people might, you know, I'm serious. People accept that you have Bernie Sanders, he's wildly popular, and you have Joe Biden, he's wildly popular with the Democrats. Yet, here's Donald Trump, a white guy, and he's a racist. Because automatically, he's white, he's a racist. That's the way they equate it, right? But it's okay to, if you're Democrat, the Democrats with their whiteness are okay. Their whiteness, it's kind of like Democratic bombs and Republican bombs in warfare, right? They're different bombs, aren't they? They kind of explode the same, and when they fall from aircraft, they detonate, you know, things like that. Yeah. So anyway, the hypocrisy of all this stuff. It's just amazing, though, what we got going on. Okay, what we really have going on, though, that I don't really care. I really don't care about what they're saying. A shock poll. Biden opens 8-point lead on Trump. Shocking. Right. Gee, I wonder whose poll that is. See, this, you're going to get this. Shock poll. Yeah. You're going to get this stuff. 8-point lead on Trump. Yeah. Well, who would they ask? It's all that sort of thing, right? Anyway, I don't think so, Joe. I don't think so. The big story, though, and they want you not to think about the big story, is, of course, what's happening at the border. And we're getting records now. This is a Breitbart. Well, we don't hear much from Breitbart anymore now, do we? It says, this is an article out of Breitbart. It says, DHS releases 7,000 illegal aliens into the U.S. every 5 days, about 1,400 released every day. Hello. Yeah. President Trump's Department of Homeland Security. Now, they see, they say President Trump's Homeland, you know, Department of Homeland Security. They tag him with it, but the bottom line is he's got no control over it. Because of the courts, right? Everything gets tied up instantly in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Has released 7,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the United States in the last 5 days. The latest catch and release totals obtained by Breitbart reveal that currently DHS is releasing about 1,400 border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the U.S. every day. And between April 18th and 22nd, DHS released 7,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the country. The catch-and-release process often entails federal immigration officials busing border crossers into nearby border cities and dropping them off with a promise that they... With the promise! Right. That they're going to come in for their immigration and asylum hearings, sometimes years later. The overwhelming majority of border crossers and illegal aliens are never deported from the country once they are released in the United States. Today, there are anywhere between 11 and 22 million illegal aliens living across the country, the majority of which are concentrated in states like California, New York, Florida, and Texas and Illinois. Gee, I wonder why. Over the past 5 years, El Paso, Texas, has had to absorb 2,800 of the 7,000 border crossers and illegal aliens released into the country. Likewise, San Antonio, Texas, has also had to do 2,200. Well, blah, blah, blah. I think these numbers are way off. Only 800. I don't think so in San Diego. Right. Says former Kansas Secretary Chris Korbach has exclusively detailed at Breitbart News three executive actions that Trump administration DHS officials could take to immediately end catch and release, including creating additional detention space where immigration camp hearings can be quickly heard. The expanded use of catch and release by the Trump administration has forced communities like Yuma, Arizona, to declare a local state of emergency as the city and county is unable to deal with soaring levels of illegal immigration. Since December 21, 2018, about 153,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into the interior. I think these numbers are incredibly low. At this current trajectory, at the end of the year, DHS will have released 460,000 border crossers. There you go again. You got to times that number times three easily. That's the way I look at it. Easily by three. Yeah, easily by three. So that's where we're at right now, this whole thing going at the border. That's why I say the battle is not necessarily with Joe Biden. He's a nice distraction as to what is really going on, though. Nice distraction from what is really going on at the border. So we've got to remain focused on everything that's happening at the border. They're swamping us. They now have a so-called invasion coming our way of anywhere between, are you ready for this? They're saying 10,000. I say 30 at least coming right now in this most recent caravan, as they call it. Yeah. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And guess what? Joe Biden announces, and we're going to play this little clip for you. This is brought to you by CNN. Aha! CNN. How do they stay in business? I don't know. I don't know. But they're all gleeful now. They can just turn away now from the Mueller report because, you know, that's a kind of a black eye on these folks, right? We can just turn away from that, and we can just talk about Joe Biden.
Change the 2020 race. CNN's Arlette Sines is live in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, with the breaking details. Arlette.
Hey, Allison. Joe Biden just released that video announcing his 2020 bid on his social media accounts. He is framing his campaign as a battle for the soul of a country, a message that he's really carried over the past year. Take a listen and a look at what he had to say as he officially announced his candidacy for president.
Charlottesville, Virginia is home to the author of one of the great documents in human history. We know it by heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. We've heard it so often, it's almost a cliche, but it's who we are. We haven't always lived up to these ideals. Jefferson himself didn't, but we have never before walked away from them. Charlottesville is also home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years. It was there on August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open. Their crazed faces, illuminated by torches, veins bulging, and bearing the fangs of racism. Chanting the same anti-Semitic bile heard across Europe in the 30s. And they were met by a courageous group of Americans. And a violent clash ensued. And a brave young woman lost her life. And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides. With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime. I wrote at the time that we're in the battle for the soul of this nation. Well, that's even more true today. We are in the battle for the soul of this nation. I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen. The core values of this nation are standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Folks, America is an idea that's stronger than any army, bigger than any ocean, more powerful than any dictator or tyrant. It gives hope to the most desperate people on earth. It guarantees that everyone is treated with dignity and gives hate no safe harbor. It instills in every person in this country the belief that no matter where you start in life, there's nothing you can't achieve if you work at it. That's what we believe. And above all else, that's what's at stake in this election. We can't forget what happened in Charlottesville. Even more important, we have to remember who we are. This is America.
Aha.
see her, Joe Biden, there speaking directly, that's saying that this is a battle for the soul of the country and drawing on those clashes in Charlottesville and specifically President Trump's response to them. He wants to frame this campaign as a campaign between him and President Trump, saying that he needs to defend the character of this country. Now, later today, we're going to see Joe Biden up in Philadelphia at a fundraiser, a private fundraiser that will be attended by many in the Pennsylvania delegation, including Senator Bob Casey. This is showing that he wants to have a strong showing right out of the gate, especially with those fundraising figures, as he's now officially a candidate for president. Allison.
All right, Arlette Sine, stick around with us right now. I want to bring in Alex Burns, New York Times political correspondent, whose story on Joe Biden posted honestly seconds ago as he was sitting here.
You were so excited when you got the alert. Well, what has happened? How did Alex do that?
I have never had a news alert post with someone sitting next to me by the office.
Oh, God, please. Jeez. Okay, so Joe's in. He's all in, right? And it's all going to be Charlottesville, right? All about Charlottesville. You know, it's going to be kind of interesting to see how this whole thing plays out now, isn't it? And Joe Biden coming out. Oh, no faux pas there with Joe, by the way. No. No, he didn't make any mistakes verbally. No verbal gymnastics for you, Joe. And, of course, Joe, can we see your Senate records that you've already sealed? Sealed tight, kind of Obama-esque, right? Just a few things. And I haven't even opened that door up to kind of look at it. I just got the little glimmer today. So this is the way Joe Biden is going to run his race. It's all going to be about hatred and white supremacy. And it goes back to what I was saying before. Wow. I mean, you focus your hatred on the conservative and you parse out the words that the individual was using to meet your needs. Of course. And now he's got a whole campaign that he's going to run on hate. That's the way they work it. That's the way they work it. And you can see exactly, it's Charlottesville. And Donald Trump's a white supremacist. See, haven't you seen this drumbeat coming? They've been saying this and saying this and saying this. So it's racism, racism, racism again. And who's raising the racism card? The Democrats, as usual, because that's what they know how to play it, and they play it well, don't they? But I have a feeling that, yes, I do believe that with this little hype and hoopla out there, and CNN smiling. Now, remember, it's CNN who brought to you the bald-faced lies about a coup d'etat, right? I mean, they were the tip of the spear. They were the tip of the spear for those that were wanting to take out the president in a real sitting coup d'etat. Now, I got to tell you, this is going to be a game changer as investigation after investigation after investigation starts to roll out. And I don't think that Joe Biden wants to be in the mix of all that stuff. I really don't. And the shock poll, well, that was the other thing. What about the shock poll, Paul? What about the shock poll? What's going on with that? Okay, so this is the shock poll. Shocking will be this poll. Shocking, I tell you. It says, shock poll, Biden opens 8-point lead on Trump. Really? Really? And who's it from? Let's see. The usual suspects line up. They come out right away, right? This is the way it works with them. Biden announced right away there's a poll. Wow, he announced today, and there's a poll today. See, they insert right now. This is their little trick. They do this all the time. They insert immediately this kind of thing. So the morning consult, Politico poll, conducted April 19th through 21st, among 1,992 registered voters, found Biden leading the president by 8% in a hypothetical matchup, 42% to 34%. Biden has a significant edge among women, 17 points, millennials, 22 points, and independents by 10 points. The National Online Survey has a 2-point margin of error. Did they call all Democrats for the poll? Something to think about. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And remember, NewCaliforniaState.com. We'll be right back. Hello, cold.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
So Biden, Biden, Biden. Here comes Joe. Who's Joe? I know. We're not going to do Joe Mama jokes. Although Biden, he has real liabilities. And those liabilities will be showing up in the next couple of years, in the next year or so, before the election. I think it'll be Biden. Because Biden, I think, is the strongest of the candidates that are there. And I mean, this whole field, I mean, it's a spraying field, a shotgun effect, you know. Sort of like a media spray. What they've got is just talking heads anyway. Now they've got 20 candidates out there. 20 candidates. And it'll be Biden. He is the, you know, he's their stalwart. Well, what can I say? Politician. After all, he was Obama's VP. You know how successful Obama was, right? Right. And, you know, without election fraud, how much? What would it be like without election fraud? Like out here in California, we saw this whole thing with the ballot harvesting. I mean, getting back to that. There is no election integrity in California. And there's no election integrity throughout many states of the union right now because they've all followed that model from California. So what's going to happen there? Is it going to be some corrective form? You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the census now, isn't it? That's the other thing going on. And what's going to happen with all these judges that President Trump has been bringing in between now and the election? Will there be an impact based upon that? I suspect there will be. And there's going to be an impact on what's going on at the border as well. You know, they're bringing in all these people to vote Democrat to keep them that party going on. And as we keep on going on with this kind of party and so on, you see what's happening in California. And it's kind of interesting what's happening in Los Angeles. People are, you know, kind of fed up, getting more fed up. And so there's this new revolution called New California right now. And it's starting to really gain a lot of speed and a lot of notoriety. So we're really pretty excited about that. Of course, we are New California. But the rest of it, for the rest of the nation, is going to start picking up speed. And they're not liking that, the other side. No. And even the Republicans in many states who really kind of lean and really are Democrats, or they always go with the left. They call them the Rhino Republic. We got that, right? But I just call them, you know, I call them other names. I shouldn't say that. But it's true. It's absolutely true. People are texting me. I get it. The call-in line, by the way, is 215-867-8255. So this poll that they have here, Joe Biden, the front runner. Biden is not the front runner. I mean, we'll see about the other polls. There's going to be a poll. Actually, we could probably go. I don't think we're going to do that right now, though. Later on in the show, I'll get the Rasmussen poll so we can see what's happening in the presidential index. I would think that there's going to be dropping with the president right now just because of Joe Biden and the excitement and all this other stuff, but I don't think they have the there yet. I don't think it's going to happen for them. Oh, that's just my opinion, because remember, you know, after all the trials and tribulations of going through this whole coup d'etat experience, the president of the United States is coming out on top and doing just fine. And the economy, by the way, is humming right along. It's going to continue to explode, except in places like California. Right? It's kind of interesting in California, just to let you know, okay, we've been tracking seriously. And again, we had Chris Street on the show yesterday, and he brought up a real simple fact, a real simple problem. Excuse me. Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Oh, boy. There it is. This is the problem in California. You know there's a financial problem in California. We've known that. We projected it. Chris and others have done just an outstanding job in setting up us in New California up in the proper place and time and so on economically, because the collapse of California's government is here and now. And one of the telltale signs is they're not reporting in March, what their income has been. In other words, the taxes that they brought in. They should have reported these numbers back on the 10th, and right now it's the 25th. That never happens. They're tardy by 15 days. It's a vacation. No, it's not. Those numbers were due before Easter. From the controller's office and the LAO. They're not reporting their numbers because they're lying. Once again, they don't want anybody to know how bad it is in terms of income for the state of California. So this is the kind of stuff that they do, and they're getting caught at it, right? They're getting caught at it. I just thought I'd throw that one out there for all of you that are engaged in following what's going on right here. Because what happens in California is going to happen to the rest of the nation, except if you're in some of these states that are doing absolutely fantastic with their economy, like Texas and so on. I wonder why. Maybe because they don't have so much interference at the state level like we have. We have a socialist situation in California, of course, as you all know. And that fits Biden very well. Expect that Biden will come out to the West Coast, except it's going to be different this time. There's not as much money out here for them. And also, this whole thing that's happening with these, you know, the celebrities in Hollywood. You know, what's up with that? These celebrities in Hollywood. Anyway, you have a lot of things going on, and we understand that. You out there that are listening, and you deserve the very best candidate. And you also deserve, of course, the very best election system that money can buy. right? Or you can harvest. I guess the question is, how quickly is this all going to start to unfold and unravel on these folks about the turnaround that's coming? Now, what I mean by that is this. Is you have Bill Barr now as your attorney general. And, you know, tomorrow morning when you wake up, Bill Barr is still going to be your attorney general. And he's got a whole different idea about how things are supposed to roll. By the way, what's really going to be shape-shifting their world and I think taking away from the luster of a Joe Biden announcement and everything else is there actually is an inspector general out there who's going to bring another report. Shocking. Shocking. And this report is going to be even a greater expose of what was going on behind the scenes with the FISA. Yeah, how did these FBI agents get and I mean, there's going to be an unraveling of the FBI like you cannot believe. That I believe that. You know, and there's going to be I've always broadcast this. There's the good FBI and the bad FBI, just like there's a good CIA and a bad CIA. There's just like two ends that meet in the middle, right? Almost Hegelian, if you know what I mean. But the FBI is going to come under greater scrutiny, because of its behavior during the Obama administration and even years before. Things are going to unravel in that onion of the FBI on the bad side. And we're going to see things in a whole different light than what we've seen in the past with the FBI. I mean that. And it's all going to come pointing back to people like Biden and Obama and Hillary. And so on, all the way down the line. And Bill Clinton. Can't forget that one. And James Comey. And Clapper. And, well, Brennan. Can we just say a few other names? The whole slew of them. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, a21r.com. And we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And yes, it's Biden. Everybody's Biden. And so is Fox News. They're Biden. Interesting about Fox News, isn't it? There's just so much interest growing about what goes on with Fox News. We're going to be talking about that. Anyway, here we go.
I believe history will look back on four years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this
absolutely
nation.
That's what we want. We
and
want
I cannot
that, Joe.
Stand by and watch that happen.
Then close your eyes, Joe.
The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America America is at stake.
You see, I got to correct him. Our democracy, we don't have a democracy, Joe. Joe, you're stupid. Or you want it to be a democracy as a dictatorship. Which is it, Joe? Fundamentally, see, he's just fundamentally wrong, but he wants you to believe this is a democracy. We got to take this on, guys. When we hear a politician like this tell him, no, it's a republic, why don't you wise up, tell the truth? We need to do that.
That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
There you got Joe Biden, and it's a Fox News alert. The former vice president has made it official. 90 minutes ago, he officially entered the 2020 race with this video.
He did. He's now the 20th candidate, look at that, to throw their hat into the ring.
Spray
the
effect.
Former Veep is expected to attend a fundraiser tonight in Philly and will hold his first campaign event as a candidate on Monday in Pittsburgh. Let's get some insight from a key Democrat, Robert Wolf, former economic advisor to the Obama-Biden administration, founder and CEO of 32 Advisors, and former chair and CEO of UBS Americas. Good morning, sir.
UBS Americas. Really? Okay. So this is a Obama person and espousing how great Biden is.
Great to be here.
One of President Obama's best friends and a good friend of Joe Biden.
Good friend of Joe. For over a decade, I've known him very, very, very well.
So what do you think about the tone of this video? Usually we would see, here's my vision of America. Here's the American flags. Here's what I'm going to do differently than Donald Trump. Instead, it just appears a little bit dark, a little bit negative.
Yeah, I would disagree. I thought it was powerful and compassionate. I think that, listen, in this polarizing environment, it's an incredible contrast to the president. The truth is, I think that he's saying we have to bring people together, and this is the not the right way, and I'm going to show you the right way. And I think it's very powerful. And I think there's a reason his polls, the Monmouth poll came out where he was top in the Democratic field.
Right.
Poll this morning came out where he was +8 over Trump. I know polls mean nothing
Politico.
At this point.
Right, here
but
we go.
He's really been resonating the last few weeks because he looks like he's the most powerful candidate to go against President Trump.
Or is it just the fact that he's got the best name recognition? I mean, you look at those 20 faces and you go, well, I know that one and I know that one. But Joe Biden was vice president for, 8 years, and he's been a U.S. senator for decades.
Let's run down some of the candidates.
Early on, name recognition.
Eric Swalwell, Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, Castro, Delaney, Gillibrand, Bernie Sanders. See, now, listen, where's Bernie? See, the memory chip for Bernie Sanders just left my own mind, right? So what they're going to do is two white guys. It's going to be Biden and Sanders. I'm serious. Biden and Sanders, or Ocasio-Cortez as the VP choice for Biden. Right. Or Ilhan Omar, or whatever her name is. Or Eric Swalwell? No, I don't think so. Couldn't be Swalwell. And I don't think it's going to be Elizabeth Warren. Or Kamala Harris? I'm just throwing some names out here of some of the usual suspects that you find on the field here. They're all going to be dead on the field. You know, figuratively speaking, come on, you know, politically speaking, their political careers are dead in the water. How about that one? I cleaned it up. I was politically correct. Non-threatening here. There's no question about it. But Eric Swalwell, he's a candidate. See, they get big bucks. Even if they run, they still get a lot of money that comes into the coffers. I mean, why not, right? And they don't need to actually. The only person I think that's real, I really think the only person that's a viable candidate of the Democrats is Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii. I really believe that. I think, to me, if there was anybody I had to vote for, and if I was a Democrat voting, I'd vote for her. I mean, that's just me, and of course, my logic, you know, come on. You know how I am. So I'm just saying I wouldn't vote for her because she's a Democrat. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying the best of the best out there. Certainly it would not be Joe Biden, the dishonesty in the things that he, he tried to set up, you know. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on. You're going to hear all kinds of this. Intonations that are going to come out about who the real Joe Biden is. He's got a vast record. That's why they're really, really, really working hard to seal up his, Senate records. And why would they do that? Because there's a lot in there. I mean, and then they're going to equate the Donald Trump his taxes with Joe Biden's, oh, well, you show me your taxes and I'll show you my Senate record. No. That isn't the way it works. The Senate record is supposed to be free and public and accessible. But, you know, we've shut it off. I'm sorry, we're not going to show you that. Because there's way too many skeletons in those closets for Joe Biden. That's part of his problem, if you know what I mean. You know, I hate it when this happens, don't you? I mean, I really truly hate it when this happens. Anyway, just a tad more of this guy. Oh, no, we're running out of time. Sorry. Oh, just no more of Biden's friend. Shocking. I run completely out of time. I wonder how that happened. Maybe just sucked too much air right out of our show right away. I hate it when this happens. Talk to the technicians about putting more air into the time frame. We'll be back. Listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And yes, we have a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Again, remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future, yes, it is, and we're having our convention coming up here really, really soon, and that convention is going to be in Fresno, California, Fresno, home of the Fresno Plow. I bet, see, Fresno, you got to understand, Fresno Plow. That's called a clue about Fresno. It's an amazing place, Fresno. Absolutely amazing place. Anyway, we're going to be down there. We're going to be happy to be there, and we hope to see some of you down there, too. And you can go to the website if you're in the area of Fresno or other areas. You can join up and join us there at the newcaliforniastate.com website and buy your ticket. And tickets are on sale this week, a couple more days of the low prices. Then, boom, they pop back up because demand and everything. So anyway, make sure you check that out. Agenda21radio.news is the home for us at a21r.com. It's a shortcut, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. All right, we got a lot of things coming up in the next couple of hours. We're going to be talking about the Oroville Dam situation. It's getting really, really dicey because they've really working hard and ramping up the emergency spillway work. They're just buzzing around with trucks all over the dam and everything. Wow, are they going to use the emergency spillway is the big question. Of course, the answer to that is probably, well, we'll tell you in a couple hours what we really do think about that. But, you know, the clue is they're rushing around with trucks and trying to fill in things and doing all kinds of work, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, and of course, other things happening there, we're going to be talking about that. So, anyway, visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. You know, it's kind of interesting when people go to the newcaliforniastate.com, we want them to sign up on the sign up genie that is there. And you go to the website and you click on sign up, and then, boom, you're done. It takes about less than 30 seconds to sign up. We get your name, your telephone number, and also your email address and the county that in which you represent. Some people, listen, we have people that are outside of California that sign up for the county they left from. Which means, you know, we're getting a lot of people saying, we want to come back. We want to come back to California. And if New California can do that, great. That's the way they look at it. So, anyway, we've got a lot of those things going on. We're going to be talking about, you know, guess what? You know, the guy who drove his car deliberately into the crowd of people. Well, we'll talk about that in the second hour. Guess what? Surprise, surprise, right? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.